Va gire vara da re. Jasoda nandana raja jana ranjana. Jasoda nandana raja jana ranjana. Jamuna tira vanachari. Jamuna tira vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Vallabha Radha, Vallabha Radhe. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Baladeva Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa, Pari Vrachakacharya Divine Grace, Asi Bhaktivedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Granta Rasramat Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nithai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 30. Ekastvameva jagadetam manushyayatvam. Ekastvameva jagadetam manu amushyayatvam. Adyantya prithag avasyasi madhyatasya. Adyantayo prithag Avasyasi madhyatas adhyantayo prithag avasya madhyatasya srishtva guna vetikaram nijamaya edam. Srishtva guna vetikaram nijamaya edam. Naneva tvaya avashitas tvad anupravishtaha. Naneva tvaya avashitas tvad anupravishtaha. Ekastvameva jagadetam amushyayatvam. Ekastvam eva jagadeta mamushya yatvam. Adhyantayo prithag avashyasi madhyatasya. Srishtva guna vyatikaram nija mayedam. Naneva tayar avashitastvad anupravishtaha. Ekastvam eva jagadetam amushya yatvam. Adhyantayo prithag avashyasi madhyatasya. Shishtva guna vyatikaram nijamaya edam. Naneva tayar avashitas tad anupravishtaha. Ekastvam eva jagadetam amushya yatvam. Amashyayatyam adhyantayo prithag avashyasi madhatyasya shishtva guna vetikaram nijamaya edam. Nanevataya avashitastad anupravishtaha. Tvam, you, eva, only, jagat, the cosmic manifestation, etam, this, amushya, of that, the whole universe, yat, since, tvam, you, adi, in the beginning, antayo, at the end, prithak, separately, avashyasi, exist as the cause, madhyataha, cha, Also in the middle, the duration between beginning and end. Between the beginning and end. Srishtva, creating. Gunavatikaram, the transformation of the three modes of material nature. Nijamayaya, by your own external energy. Idam, this. Nana eva, like many varieties. Tai, by them, the modes. Avashitaha, experienced. Tvat, that. Anupravishtaha, entering into. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear Lord, you alone manifest yourself as the entire cosmic manifestation, for you existed before the creation. You exist after the annihilation, and you are the maintainer between the beginning and the end. All this is done by your external energy through actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, whatever exists externally and internally is you alone. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5:35, Ekopyaso Pachaitam Jagadanda Kotim Jachakshirasti Jagadanda Chayayadanta Adantarasta Paramanu Jayantarastam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the personality of Godhead Govinda, who by one of his plenary portions enters the existence of every universe and every atomic particle, and thus unlimitedly manifests his infinite energy all of the material creation. To create this cosmic manifestation, Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands his external energy and thus enters everything in the universe, including the atomic particles. In this way, he exists in the entire cosmic manifestation. Therefore, the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in maintaining his devotees are transcendental, not material. He exists in everything as the cause and effect, yet he is separate, existing beyond this cosmic manifestation. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9:4. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyaktamurtina mastani sarvabhutani nachaham tasyavastitaha. The entire cosmic manifestation is but an expansion of the Lord's energy. Everything rests in him, yet he exists separately, beyond creation, maintenance, and annihilation. The varieties of creation are performed by his external energy, because the energy and the energetic are one. Everything is one. Sarvam kalu idam sabrahma. Therefore, without Krishna, the Parabrahma, nothing can exist. The difference between the material and spiritual world is that his external energy is manifested in the material world, whereas his spiritual energy exists in the spiritual world. Both energies, however, belong to the Supreme Lord, and therefore, in a higher sense, there is no exhibition of material energy. Because everything is spiritual energy. I'll just read that again. Both energies, however, belong to the Supreme Lord, and therefore, in a higher sense, there is no exhibition of material energy. Because everything is spiritual energy. The energy in which the Lord's all-pervasiveness is not realized is called material. Otherwise, everything is spiritual. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj prays, Ekastvam eva jagat etam. You are everything. My throat is affected by the material energy right now. So it's very interesting here. Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that the material energy and the spiritual energy both are Krishna's energy. It's the vision that we see that is material. A spiritual vision means one who has a spiritual vision, he sees even material is spiritual because it's Krishna's emanation. That is to be understood clearly. That's why Prabhupada says here, in the higher sense, there is no exhibition of material energy in the higher sense, because everything is spiritual energy. Samadhyaya, understand? That when you see things in the material world, it's a vision that we see because you are thinking in terms of yourself. When spiritual and material, the difference is that you take Krishna out, then it's material. He says here, therefore, without Krishna, the Parabrahman, nothing can exist. The difference between the material and spiritual world is that his external energy is manifest in the material world, whereas the spiritual energy exists in the spiritual world. So, there's no such thing as material actually. It's all spiritual. That depends on your understanding. That depends on your spiritual consciousness. So, that's why a pure devotee, even though he is in the material world, because according to here, there's no such thing as material. Because he sees everything as Krishna's. He sees energy. Only difference is that in the material world, it's material. And the spiritual world is spiritual. Because in the spiritual world, there is no material energy. Because everything is spiritual. Even in the material world, if you can utilize all material material objects or material entities or anything that's material in the material world, when you utilize in Krishna's service, it becomes spiritual. Why do they say that? Because it is already spiritual. Just matter of connecting it. You understand? It's just like your computer. It's just some wire together and metal and software, all the things. But it's useless unless it's connected to power. You don't have the electricity or battery. It won't work. So that energy, it says here, the entire cosmic manifestation is but an expansion of the Lord's energy. Got it? Everything rests in Him, yet He exists separately beyond creation, every maintenance and annihilation. The varieties of creation are performed by his external energy. So the energy, because the energy and the energetic are one, everything is one. Sarvam kvalu idam brahma. In one, in the sense that it is Krishna's energy. It doesn't mean everything is, you and I are all one. One and different. Material and spiritual. Only oneness comes when you connect with Krishna. But still, that there is a difference. Because that energy and the energetic source remains different. One is the energetic, and one is the source of the energy, the supreme source, the powerhouse, So there is a difference, even though it's the same. So we are Krishna's external energy created by Krishna in the material world. The body is, we're talking about. Right now the body is a material creation of the Lord's energy. And that's why Prabhupada says here, everything is spiritual. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj says, hey, Krishna, you are everything. Because the body is working under the direction of the Lord's material energy, or three modes of material nature. Maya, Vakshana, Prakriti. The Prakriti is material energy. But still, it's Krishna's energy. Just like there's a prison house here. Many, many prison houses. Every country has it. You don't want to end up in the prison house. But still, the prison house belongs to the country because it's within that country. But once you're in the prison house, you're a prisoner. Understand? So the material world is spiritual so long we understand this is Krishna's energy. But yet, this is Krishna's external energy, the prison house, material energy. It still it belongs to the government, his countries. But you don't want to be a prisoner. You want to be a free man. So, at the moment, we are simply stuck in the material world because we are identifying ourselves separately from Krishna. And then it is material consciousness. Mataha parataram nanyat kinchis asti dhananjaya. Krishna says, everything rests in me, like a pearl strung on a thread. As soon as you pull the string, the beads will fall out. So long the beads are connected to the string, then the beads are intact. They won't fall. So material world is Krishna's energy, is protected by Krishna, is maintained by Krishna, like he says in this verse. But it is the consciousness that we have. We think, I am the controller. Then the material world is created. Just like the prison house is created, where you can stay there and do whatever you want to do. You can think whatever you are. That's why Krishna created this material world. Here we can exercise our dominance over material nature. Because the material nature is only working in the material world, according to here. There's no material nature in the spiritual world. There's no external energy. Because spiritual world is all spiritual. Why do we say material? Why under call in spiritual world material? Because spiritual world there's no material. Material means something doesn't exist forever. It's temporary. Ekastvam eva jagat etam. Jagat means this world. It's like now they're having a big war in the Middle East. They drop a bomb on a building, it's smeared to pieces. Once it was a beautiful building standing there, and suddenly there's no more building. It's all in the ashes, into crumble, to pieces. So what happened to that beautiful building? So there's death and destruction in the material world. In the spiritual world, there's no death, there's no destruction. It's eternal. That's why the soul doesn't die. Material body dies. Because that's the very nature of the material world to fall apart. It has a beginning and an end. Spiritual world, there's no beginning and end because it is eternal. Only to manage the material world, Krishna created the three modes of material nature, because here in the material world it requires management. Because to run smoothly, material energy is working under Krishna's direction. In the spiritual world, there's no need to such dominance, because in the spiritual world it's all spiritual, it's all eternal. Everything is resting directly in the Krishna's energy, directly. So Krishna is everywhere. He is in our heart. It says here, He alone manifests Himself as the entire cosmic manifestation. Krishna is in the heart of all the living entities. Just like if you want to take initiation, you have to have permission from the temple letter that they recognize you perform your service nicely, that you qualify, you pass the exam, stuff like that. So, but it all depends your spiritual consciousness. Krishna is still in your heart, if you're initiated or not initiated. Even if you are an elephant, you're not serving Krishna, still Krishna is in your heart. He is always watching us over. All manifested. He alone manifests Himself. Entire cosmic manifestation. Just that little bit of interest in spiritual life. That's why Krishna is sitting in us, in our heart, watching us when we are going to understand this higher principle of spiritual consciousness in us, to establish spiritual consciousness in our heart, then we need to also express our interest. So as soon as we express a little bit of interest in spiritual life, then the Paramatma that's sitting in our heart will help us, to guide us. Just like they have agency, visa agency, they help you to get your visa, PR, and so many other things. Right? Different agencies. So they are working for the government. Just like the policemen. They wear an uniform. Because they work they represent the government. Similarly, Krishna's energy in the material world is all His energy. The material energy doesn't have power on their own. Because Krishna gave them the power. They also consult God. This is why we don't worship demigods. We worship Krishna directly. We don't have Ganesh sitting here on the altar or Durga. We worship Radha Krishna, Jagannath, Gaurinithai. But all the demigods, they are working under Krishna's supervision. They don't do anything separately from what Krishna wants them to do. That's demigods. So, all those things going on in the material world perfectly. The sun rises every day at a particular time. It sets every day at a particular time. Exactly on time. But who is the doer behind it? He thinks it's all happening accidentally. There is the hand of Krishna that working under the energies, the material spiritual energies working under Krishna. Any questions? So we can discuss further this topic.
You said we can re-spiritualize the matter when we use in service of the Lord. But spiritual nature is eternal. Eternality is a characteristic of being spiritual. So once we engage it in the service of the Lord, it regains its spiritual nature. Then again when we stop utilizing it, it regains back its material nature. Is that how it works?
Just like our body. We can very... We all can understand ourself, our the body. Now, like Krishna says, the mind, for example. Mind, you think of material things, you know, sense enjoyment, various material way of engaging the mind. So Krishna says, you use the mind in thinking of me, then it becomes spiritual. Same mind, you can think of Maya things, and it's material. Bandhura Atmanar, so it's become, you can use the mind as, mind becomes your friend. So similarly, so long you are using in Krishna Sahaja is spiritual. As soon as you're not using, it's material, even though it's spiritual. Because, just like you cook a sweet rice, it's very good. It's good for as long as it's fresh. And you offer to Krishna. You leave it out, it goes off. It's the same thing. It's all milk, sugar, everything, rice. But it goes off because you left it out. You put it in the freezer, the cool room, then it stays fresh. You can eat. So long we have this body, even though it's spiritual, but you can also make it material. It's time being. For the time being, you are spiritual. For the time, you, as soon as you walk out from Krishna's protection or outside of Krishna's domain, then it becomes material, even though spiritual. But because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, because salpama pasya dharmasya trayate mahatavayat, because you utilize yourself in serving Krishna, that you make advancement in spiritual life, that's eternal. But because you turn away from Krishna, but because you did service to Krishna, He's going to help you to come back. So that's why time and time again Krishna says satatam, always. He didn't say give a break and do it again, give a break. Always you have to do it. Because what happens when you give a break, it's not only become material, also we can become more engrossed in the material world. So it's not that you give a break and then you chant Hare Krishna and give a break. Our process, our idea is to go forward, not give a break. Because when you give a break in the material world, we can become attached to material things. Then we'll fall apart spiritually, gradually. So that's the danger. So it's not that you can... So the time you are observing Krishna, that time is spiritual. As soon as you turn away, it's not spiritual anymore. It is spiritual because material, because Krishna's energy is material. But you want to be in the spiritual energy. That's the whole process. Not in the material energy. You say, oh yeah, it's all Krishna's. So I don't mind. This poison is also Krishna's. Krishna created. Why don't I drink it? It's all Krishna's energy. And Krishna created poison, drink it. We have to understand, we have to filter our consciousness and see what is beneficial, what is favorable, accept that, and reject the unfavorable. That's why I give the example. Government has this country, or India, or any country. You can live freely and work and live a life, a free person, walk on the street. But as soon as you disobey the orders of the government, then you end up in the prison. So that prison is also in the same country. But you want to be a free man. But you can pretend to be a free man even though you're a rogue. So there's a danger. You want to make sure that you are spiritually observed wherever you are. So even though we are in the prison, this material world is a prison house. Birth, death, old age, disease. But the material nature makes us think that we are doing fine. But we are bombarded by miseries of life. So the whole idea of spiritual consciousness. That's why Prabhupada says here, Prahlad Maharaj, in the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj was not affected by material energy because he is taking full shelter of Krishna. He didn't experience suffering, even though they threw him in the hot oil. He was chanting Hare Krishna. He didn't experience the suffering, because the spiritual energy, that's what it does. It puts you on a spiritual platform. You don't feel the suffering. But the thing is, if we don't have that spiritual consciousness, if you're not pure, if you're not spiritually minded, you don't take shelter of Krishna, even though as a devotee, we can be slip away from Krishna consciousness, even here. You're looking at the deity, mind can be somewhere else at the same time. It's not an external thing that I put on a dress and I'm chanting Hare Krishna, ha, sab kuch theek hai, I'm doing fine. Are we actually observing Krishna within our consciousness? What's the condition of our heart? What is the condition of our consciousness? So you can still slip into Maya, even here. That's why the scriptures emphasizes, always stay Krishna conscious. Always focus your mind on Krishna. Isn't it? So, bhoga tyaga. They say bhoga tyaga. You know what that means? Today I'm happy, tomorrow I'm unhappy. Haribol. And next day, Haribol. What is wrong with us? Why are we, one day I'm depressed, one day I'm happy? We're affected by the material nature. So we have to stay equipoised. We need to be fixed in Krishna. We're not affected. We're always on the spiritual platform. One time I'm Krishna conscious, next time I'm non-Krishna conscious. Shastra doesn't advise us that. That is why the scriptures tells us to hold on to the feet of Krishna, hold on to the holy name of Krishna, because our mind will slip back into the material energy at any moment, even as a strong devotee. Because that is the power of nature, of material Maya. Maya is Krishna's energy. So you are right. You can, at the same time, also you can be, use this microphone to, it's a spiritual, because it's propagating Krishna consciousness. So this is spiritual. But you can sing cinema song and do all the mundane songs, then it's mature. That's the difference. Same with our body. Your associate devotees, use the body, your eyes. You can look at so many things, material things. You can see the eyes, Radha Krishna. With your mind, you're thinking of so many material things. You can think of Krishna. So this is how it works. As long as you're connected to Krishna, it's spiritual. Even if you are connected to demigod, it is not spiritual. Ganesh, Shiva, Durga, all this. But they're also Krishna's devotee. Krishna says, Janti Deva, Prata Deva, he says, whoever worships such personalities, they go to them. But those who worship me, they come to me. He didn't say everything all the same. You worship me or them, doesn't matter. No, there's a system for everything. You worship Krishna, go to Krishna. So it's not all the same. If I give you kheer, you know what is kheer? Sweet rice. There's rice, sugar, there's something, flavor. That's kheer. And if you can put sand in it, it tastes good, but it's sand. There's not complete sweet rice. So similarly, there's understanding. A perfect understanding is when we know that what is what. Complete knowledge. Package, spiritual package, is that when we know that this is bhakti, love for Krishna. Not just a talk. So the energy and the energetic. Like we have this switch, we turn the switch on, and the light comes. It turn the switch off, dark. But there is a powerhouse somewhere. All this light is coming from there. If they turn it off, we don't have power here. No electricity. So Krishna is the source of all the power. He is in his controller. He pulls the string, you can't breathe. Yeah, our body is controlled by air. The air is gone, finish. You're not going to be able to, your body doesn't function anymore because it's working of because of the air in your body. I can't breathe, that's it. When you eat, it requires air to digest, with stomach moving, and fire. Bhumir apo vayu. There are eight types of energies that the body is depending on. That's all Krishna's energy. You know, the hair in our head, you look at yourself, oh, you look handsome, you look beautiful, because the body is working. But this is all Krishna's energy. Even if you're a millionaire, you're not the owner of that. Not even one paisa, not cent. It's all Krishna's. Because if you couldn't breathe, you couldn't enjoy the food you eat. Not even one roti. That's why Krishna says, I'm the manifestation, the creation. I'm the maintainer. I'm the supreme source of everything. Just like we have our society today. Even in India, they're making the new trains. I was just there. And they want to make it just like here. Better road. You can have really nice computer. The latest ones, very thin. You look through side. But it's still in your finger to punch it. If you didn't have a finger, you couldn't even put your wedding ring on it. I know one of my friends, he was really depressed. He lost his wedding ring in the ocean. We went for a boat ride. We were on a big boat. This is when I lived in Hong Kong. Now we were on an island. So we were all diving, swimming, and he lost his wedding ring. A lot of diamonds in it. Very, very long time ago. Like 40 years ago. And he was so depressed. Like, of course, this is a very big thing. Lose your wedding ring. So his son told me, my father is so depressed, please. He can't even chant Hare Krishna. Can you say something to make him feel good? Help him out. So I had to think quickly. So I told him, listen, you lost the wedding ring, but you still have your finger. He didn't lose his finger. So Krishna gave you the finger. So he was happy. He said, oh, you're right. So Krishna is giving us the ultimate source of everything that we depend on. You can have everything material, but if you didn't have air in your body, you're nothing. You will meet with death. So, the source of everything, the material energy, the supreme source of everything is Krishna. That's why Prabhupada says here. Yeah, he says, he Maya tadam idam sarvam jagadav jakta murtina. The entire cosmic manifestation is but an expansion of the Lord's energy. Everything rests in Him. Everything. If, like, just like when you get old, you have to have a stick to walk. Even they have the toilet, they put the bar so you can sit on, you don't fall off. You're totally dependent on everyone. The hair doesn't grow anymore, you can't digest your food because your system is failing in every way. So what's happening to us? But the soul is eternal. The body is falling apart. So the spiritual teaching teaches us that the ultimate source of everything, that the supreme source of everything, is Bhagavan, the Lord, Krishna. It's very easy to understand. He had a question?
My question was, in the translation it is written, therefore whatever exists eternally and internally is you alone. Could you please explain the internally, what are exists?
Oh, internally, yeah. Internally and externally, we're talking about that right now. Is Krishna's energy, is his spiritual energy, his own energy in the spiritual world. Okay, so material world is his energy, but it is separate material energy. It is not his direct energy. Just like if you want to meet the president of a country, you have to go through his representative. You can't just go directly and talk to him. So he has his energies or his manifestos that they work under him. But you're not directly dealing with him. You're dealing with his representatives. So the material world is his material energy. It's still working under Krishna. Just like the example of the prison house. You're in the prison house. But still, they have laws there. You have to work under intendants, police force, or the security. They are employed by the government. It's the government's place. But so we are in the prison house of the material world. This material world is Krishna's, but it's a prison house, material energy. It's not a direct energy. The spiritual world is internal energy, is direct Krishna's energy. And that's what it means, internal and external. You understand? We want to be associated with Krishna directly. Not just... So a devotee, he knows that even the material things that we're dealing with is his energy, is Krishna's. That is spiritual vision. So when you're affected by it, when you see beautiful things, it's Krishna's. So it's his energy. When you see ocean, it's Krishna's body. Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita. It's the ocean, mountains, it's his energy, his expansions. Like this. That is spiritual consciousness. Otherwise we'll be in trouble. We get involved in the material world, then we'll suffer. Like people take drugs. They're abusing their body. Because his body is Krishna's. You're destroying it. He's meant to serve Krishna with it. He gave us for that. Okay. Another questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, my question is, often we make plans and routines to improve our bhakti, but after some days we fail to continue those routines. So why does that happen and what should we do after that?
That is the nature of this world. We can't maintain the status of spiritual life, especially spiritual life, because the mind tends to always drag us down. Even, don't talk about spiritual, even material. Every day if we have to go to work every day, then you have to be strict with yourself. Get up at a particular time, go to sleep at a particular time. You have to be on time. Manage your time. But there's always a struggle with the senses. Especially when it comes to spiritual life. It's very difficult to chant Hare Krishna, to focus on Krishna, to come to the temple. These things are, it becomes hard to maintain the standard and the regularity. Because that's what it does in the material world, because we are not pure. But those who are pure devotees, they don't need to come to the program because they're always thinking of Krishna. Even in the sleep, they don't even sleep. They're reading, studying, or they're writing books. you look at the life of Prabhupada, the Goswamis. But the program we have to have, we have to have fixed number of rounds, otherwise we won't be doing any rounds. If we have a Mangalarati, we wouldn't come to any programs. So we have to have this program, routine programs, so then we can expand our Krishna, we can advance spiritual life. Without these programs, it's difficult for us. So, the strength comes from purity, the strength comes from prayers to Krishna, the strength comes from association of devotees. It's not that we can boast, yeah, I can do it. It's not that easy to maintain our spiritual life. Or, just like you, me, I was the same. I went to Gurukul in Hare Krishna school from young age. It was easy back then because the teachers were always there checking on me, making sure I could go to the program. Everybody was, I had a routine program every day. Like you are parents, you come to program every day. When you grow up, like, you know, get your own family, that's going to be tough, actually. No one's going to tell you, go to the program. So, the program we're doing right now from the early age, that helps us to become Krishna conscious later on in our life. So that whatever we learn young age, that's inside us. That's why it's important to learn from early age, like Prahlada Maharaj's teachings. But it's not that, he didn't say it's easy. It is easy for those who are pure. But for us it's not easy. This is why we have these programs. But even if most people are at home, just like I'm talking now, and the weekend there's more people here, today people have to go to work, but they're listening online. So it's not like, people are not going to tell you, chant Hare Krishna, do your rounds. We have to do it, we have to tell ourselves to do it. Just like if you're hungry, you eat, no one tells you. So we have to be like that. Similarly, we have to be hungry for Krishna. Something has to tell us. The spiritual master is telling us. The Vaishnavas is telling us. Why we say always associated devotees? Because when you're associated devotees, we're helping each other. But still, like I said before, the mind will always dwell on other objects, even in the temple atmosphere. Because that's what mind does. So it's a struggle for us. But that struggle is an endeavor to serve Krishna. And if we are actually sincere enough, Krishna Pumutin will help us. Not that I'll do whatever I feel like or not. We don't show any interest. There's no impetus. There's no enthusiasm. So then it becomes a drag. But there has to be some push from within oneself. Everyone can push you. That's like a doctor. If you go to the doctor, they'll give you medicine and everything. But if you don't take it on time, you don't take it seriously, you throw the prescription away, whose fault is that? It's a spiritual master. We get initiation. Doesn't mean you can now do whatever you like. You still need to follow the instruction of the guru. He's not guru every day knocking on your door. Are you chanting rounds? Are you following my instruction? Okay.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Another questions? So that's very clear here. The energy in which the Lord is all pervasiveness is not realized is called material. Otherwise everything is spiritual. Okay, that has to be understood. Even here in the temple, you see everything that in the temple atmosphere is all Krishna's. We can suddenly think, oh, it's like I'm so and so, it's mine. So that as soon as you identify yourself, as soon as you think you are the possessor, that's the material consciousness. He allows you to think that. That's why he created this world. You can be on the beach with your kids. They make a sandcastle. Prabhupada gives the example, the sandcastle. And you have your house here, there, park, river, you make out of sand. And you think, oh, nice. And suddenly, you know, the wave comes, washed all off. So we are living in this world. Krishna makes us think, yes, I am this, I am that. But in reality, it's not ours. Nothing is ours. It's working, Krishna's energy is working through. His potency is working through. Underneath, Krishna is the source. That's why people say, no, I'm nothing. It's His mercy. Bhagavan ka kripa. They always talk like this. It's true. If He didn't give us the power, we wouldn't be able to breathe. So this is how, that's why in the shloka, Krishna is the manifestation of all energy alone, itself. He is the source. He's sitting in the heart of all living entities. And it says, all this is done by your external energy. External energy through actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Sarvasa means all. Prakriti is material nature. Guna, the three modes. Goodness, passion, ignorance. They're making everything go, work. Like a doll. You know, we make the puppet show. You pull the string and make the doll move this way, that way. So we're being moved by material energy. And that material energy is Krishna's working under Krishna's directions. That's how it works. So we need to understand this clearly. Then it is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means when you understand things in proper perspectives through knowledge. Shine through the knowledge. It's not ABC knowledge, ritual knowledge, teachings of Bhagavad Gita. It's not the knowledge how you can eat and sleep, economic development. That is not knowledge. Material knowledge only. Spiritual knowledge is what we have to develop. You can't have a society without God consciousness. It's going to lead to destruction. It's going to lead to suicidal. You have to have temple. Mandir, you have to have religion. Without religion, a society cannot run because people don't know where to turn to when they're in distress. There's no God. It is simple. So that's why we have the spiritual knowledge. We have the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. We have Mandir here. So people can come. Do you understand? He is behind everything. He is the source. If you didn't have that, then we have no one to turn to. Your family, people are having so much problems in the family too. They throw you out of your home. Get your own life. Then what? You have a job, you have everything, but you don't have God consciousness. You don't chant your japa. You see the society today. Among young people, they're throwing themselves out, dying, suicidal. We said, come here. You can come to temple, become a devotee, serve Krishna. We didn't close the door on some people. The door's open for people to come, take shelter of Krishna. So this way, our society is expanding. That's why Krishna came to this world, to mitigate the miseries of the living people, all the conditioned soul, bring us back to His Lord's feet. Any other questions? But this is going to be Kartik month, right? This month or next month? But this is like a start of the Kartik month, nearly. I'm already booked for this program, that program. Yeah, when Maharaj is organizing. So, Kartik month's coming, and candle offering and all those things. It's a very good time of the year to be more observant, Krishna, engage Krishna service, do more service, and chant more rounds, eat less, and like this, and become more observant in spiritual life instead of taking shelter of material things. You know, we always have agenda, build a house, get money, this, that, big list. Now is the time you can give more of your time for Krishna. Make a list to serve Krishna. I'll chant extra rounds, I'll read more, go to the temple. This is a very special time and concession, like Krishna gives you more blessings. Now that's what people want. You know, like when you go to university, some people, they get a, based on your knowledge and your learnings. Sometimes they give you a degree quickly. You know, you can go faster than what you already know. Because you can go so one step up closer. So these are the months when you can now advance more spiritually, because it's a special time. Krishna blesses you always, but especially like Karthik time, this Karthik coming, Govardhan Puja, Prabhupada disappearance, and other festivals. Okay. No more questions? You're from Indonesia or Philippines?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Bali?
Yes.
Okay. I've been to Bali also, but just swimming in the ocean, that's all. A lot of people here from Indonesia in Melbourne, right? Yeah. You can come bring them to the temple, chant Hare Krishna like that. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.